Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Omid Beis. We are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Mirtzah Hashem today we'll finish up Simin Shin Tez Zayin, which deals with the laws of trapping animals on Shabbos. And we're in the middle of this Sif Yud Beis, which began in yesterday's share to deal with what happens if you have domesticated animals. Technically, he calls them chayov ha'ov. You have wilder animals and birds. We'll talk today a little bit more about the more standard domesticated animals. So we spoke about yesterday at the beginning of Sif Yud Beis that if you have them in your possession, these are domesticated animals, there is no issue of trapping them. But that's assuming that they haven't rebelled against you. But once they've rebelled against you, so then the dinim change and a person is not permitted to go and trap them. The Ramah then brought down a stricter opinion that says even these domesticated wild animals are not allowed to be trapped on Shabbos. We continue with the top line of Kuf Lamed Omud Beis. The Ramah picks up from the primary shita that he brought down yesterday that if a domesticated animal, a wild animal that has become used to living in the house, rebels, so then you're not allowed to go trap that animal. So he says this is true even avol paravasus, even a cow or a horse, which under normal circumstances, as the Mishneh Berurah will tell us, do not have a din of trapping on them. And certainly, v'koshikin shar chayev ov shemardu, and certainly other domesticated animals that have rebelled, im tzadan, if a person traps such animals, chayev chatus, this is an actual issa d'oraisa, v'chein ikr. And the Ramah paskins, this is the halacha based upon the Magid Mishnah. Now, let's see inside the Mishneh Berurah. Sif Katan Nun Tes. He explains that Pirush, why do we specifically mention cows and horses? The Bapara Vasus, cows and horses are the classical example, the paradigm of a totally domesticated animal. So much so that the Mishneh Berurah tells us, Shehein Mine Behemos, these are types of examples of animals that there is no din of trapping at all. Lo Shayach Tzida Klal, Afilim and the Rabbanon. There is essentially no potential issue over here of trapping them on a deraisa level and not even on a derabbanan level because they're domesticated. Cows and horses don't run away, again, if they're domesticated. Not talking about wild cows and horses, but if you have cows and horses that are on your farm, so they don't run away when you come near them. And therefore, afilu kana oso mechadash, and even when you purchase them anew for the first time, and even vadayin lohurgulu lovel ubeiso, and they're not yet accustomed to your house, nevertheless, they are considered trapped already, so to say. There is no problem of trapping them on Shabbos, even midrabbanim, because they don't run away from people. They're domesticated. So therefore, if you buy a cow or a horse from somebody and they're domesticated by that other person, they automatically are considered domesticated by you. And you'd be allowed to go and take them. Again, we pointed out, yes, the litvos doesn't mean to actually take them with your hand because there's a problem of muktzah, but you'd be allowed to go and bring them inside your house and lock them in the corral and put them away even in a place that would otherwise be considered trapping if they weren't such domesticated animals. So, in general, the Mishneh Berurah is telling us cows and horses, the din of trapping doesn't apply to them. However, if they rebel, that's a different story. Now, Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, Ubishar chayev ov shir birushuso, all other animals and birds that are in your domain, shasuyin li shomit midei adam, that they normally will still move away from a person, they don't just let a person take them. So av she'en tzrichim mitzudel of tofsin, even though you don't need a full trap to go and get them. Ki avo me'atzman le'beisod le'erev, and they come back home at night, they go to their corner, they go to their place, into their cage, on their own anyway. Mikomokom yeshbo iser tzidu d'rabbanon. They do have an iser of trapping mid'rabbanon. Now, the Mishneh Berurah says, everything that we just said in this sif cut until now is v'chozeh b'shalo mordu. That you can go and not have an issur derabbanan by a cow or a horse, or by other animals if they're coming into your house on their own and they're not the type that are going to run away from you. So then, that's when we said these permissions to go trap them occur. Avol mardu, but if you're dealing with a rebellious animal, even afilu paravasus, even a horse or a cow, which under normal circumstances is not considered trapping, but if they're trying to get away from you, if they're rebelling against you, then if you capture them, that's an issa d'oraisa. Chayiv chatus avur tzidoson. That is a real issa d'oraisa. And he says, v'afilu nisgadlu mitchila beveso. And this is true even if they originally were domesticated, they grew up in your house. And that's why it says over here in the Ramah, v'zeo shekosav, Mishneh Berurah explains, the Ramah wrote over here, v'koshikein shar chayiv ov v'chulei, if it's true for a horse and a cow, it's certainly true for other animals. We're talking here that the horse and the cow over here are totally rebelling against you, and they're running away from you. They're running away from your domain. Until you have to go trap them. We have to do various machinations in order to go and capture them. So in this situation, it's an issa daraisa. And likewise, they're not coming home on their own. So you have gone from an animal that doesn't even have a din of trapping at all, the domesticated, docile cow and horse, to when they're rebellious, there would actually be a real Isser Daraisa, not only an Isser Darabanan. Now, the issue foot number 98 brings down, Lohaniach Maichol Kadesh Yovo Lo'ochlo Balachayim Shabarach. What about enticing the animal that's running away by bringing it food and having it come back because of the food? And now, when it's eating the food at its manger or in its bowl, it will be much easier to, quote, capture it. So now, in this situation, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is not sure, is this allowed or not? Is it permitted to go and put food in its normal place, and the animal will be drawn back by the food, and this way you can capture it, it's no longer hard to capture, it's not considered trapping, or no, that's considered a form of trapping. And he adds, since putting out food, that's not normally considered a trapping mechanism. It's only now when the animal comes and it eats, it's considered harehu ki'ilu nirdam. It's like it's a sleeping animal. And a sleeping animal, we pointed out, it's permitted to take it. It's considered already captured. So therefore, maybe the same thing would apply over here when you feed the animal. He adds further, v'hosif, sha'afa pishi yitochin sha'osolasus kin l'chachila, even though one should not do zlachachila, so Shlomo Zalman concludes and says, "Bibehemo shemarda, it's your animal, and it is running away, it's rebelling, v'rotz alachzira, and you want it back," so he concludes, "Yitochin shemut, it'll be permissible." I again want to point out that you're only allowed to feed these animals because they're your animals, they're under your responsibility, they rely upon you for food. Wild animals, it is prohibited to feed, and certainly if they're wild animals, then there would also be a potential issue of trapping them over here if you're using the food to lure them in. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach. He writes, "V'kol shekein shemardu." Certainly, all the other animals, if they rebel, there's an issue of trapping them, and this is the halacha. Mishnah Berurah explains that the Rama is telling us, "Mayri gam kein shemardu ubarchu vein chozum aveso ba'er." We're talking here about a situation where they rebelled and they've run away and they ain't returning at night. Ela lodin basadit. They're going to go sleep. They're going to go stay out in the field. For example, ki avza ubar avza. For example, various types of geese or ducks that have run away from the house and now are out in the water, and that's where they're going to stay for the night. The kosher tofsa, it's not easy to capture them, without actually setting a trap for them or throwing a net on them or other sorts of mechanisms or machinations over here. So that is certainly forbidden to do. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, and even the Mechaber agrees that in this situation, if a person goes and traps them, that that's an Issur D'oraisa. He adds, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Achronim write further, the Mizeh Nilmod, we can see from here, Dihu Adinim Kona Avozim V'Tarnagolim, if a person went and purchased various types of geese and chickens, Mechadosh, brand new, V'adayin Einon Regilin Klal Beveso, and they're not yet domesticated in his house, they're not familiar yet with his house. Vimyetsu, and if they were to leave his house, they're going to run away. They're not coming back to his house. Lo yachzu ro labayis, because they're not familiar with it yet. Ela tinakar bashba, they'll go out and hang out in the garbage dumps, wherever they go and hang out. So in this situation too, hatzod and chayev, even though they're yours, you purchased them, and these animals are normally considered already in your possession, here, since they're new, and they're not comfortable yet in your house, so they are not considered already trapped, and if you trap them, you'd be chayev achatos. That's an issur d'oraisa. And therefore, if they leave the house, you are not allowed to go and trap them. You can't even ask a non-Jewish person to go trap them, Chayyadim brings down. And the reasoning is because it's an Issa Deraisa, and Amir La'akam by an Issa Deraisa is, of course, not allowed. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, Venira, Dim Habayis Godol, and now, if you wanted to bring them into the house, into a large house, into a large corral, for example, where you wouldn't be able to grab them with one fell swoop, so they're not really considered captured over there, then you would be allowed to have a non-Jewish person bring them in over here, because it's not an Issa D'oraisa anymore, because they're not considered trapped on a D'oraisa level, so it's only an Issa D'rabbanan. So it is permitted over here, im choshe shiyovu l'dei pseida. This is essentially a shvus to shvus, b'mokum hefsid, for a large financial loss, you would be allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to do something that was only aser min derabbanan. The issue footnote number 100 says there's an additional idea that you can say over here. He brings down in the Hakdama to Hilcha Shabbos, and he writes that you should tell the non-Jewish person, call Hamatzil Eino Mafsid. Anybody that goes and saves my property will not be sorry. They will not lose out. In other words, they can understand that they'll be reimbursed. They'll be rewarded for their efforts. You're not literally hiring them, but they know that they'll be reimbursed, so they'll be much more willing to go over here and do this. And again, since it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, that is allowed. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, likewise, the imtino kos kitanim, if young little children, rodvin osam, are running after these chickens, and they bring them back inside the house, lachzir l'toch habayis hazeh, to bring them back into your house, so then likewise, gam kein ein mochin biyodin, one doesn't have to go and protest in this situation. And he says, v'ayin in the bir halacha, there's a very, very long bir halacha over here, where there's many, many more additional dinim that are discussed. And it's interesting, towards the very bottom of this bir halacha, the Chofetz Chaim writes in terms of certain dinim that he said, three lines from the bottom, the chasati zela ora lev ha'ma'ayin. A lot of what I wrote over here is just to stimulate the reader. V'adayin eino boru l'maisa. The Mishnah Berurah himself says, I'm not 100% sure over here how we paskin on certain of these difficult situations, l'maisa. The issue footnote number 101 says, Legabe av shiroez beno over al isur derabbanan. Under normal circumstances, if a father sees his son doing things that are prohibited on a derabbanan basis on Shabbos, he sees his underage bar mitzvah son doing or daughter doing something that's wrong, prohibiting me derabbanan. So we're going to learn in Simon Shin Mem Gimel, Shem Habein Mavin, if the child is of the age, he understands that the father is telling him, you're doing something wrong on Shabbos, and kishaomulo shadovah ze also with Shabbos, he would understand it, so then the father is obligated, mechuyav av ligorbo, the father is obligated to protest and tell the child, you're not allowed to do that, it's an issa derabbanan, and to prevent him from doing this issa. However, acherim, other people see this, they're not obligated to do so. She'ein him chayavim lafrisho min issa, other people are not obligated to go and tell somebody else's child, who's under the age of bar bas mitzvah, that they're doing an issa derabbanan. Because he says, she'ain over al issa deraisa, because it's only an issa derabbanan, in quotes, it is not an issa deraisa. For an issa deraisa, mistami, you should. I would also point out that there's another aspect over here. When a child is eating something that's treif, then one should go and tell the child, take the prohibited treif of food away from them. Because we have a separate idea by treifas that they're metamtim es halev. They somehow stuff up the heart. They can poison spiritually the person. So even though he's a 5-year-old boy, an 8-year-old kid, so they're below the age of responsibility. So theoretically, one could say, hey, let him enjoy the treifas stuff. So the answer is, by treifas, we are very machmir, and we don't let a child eat treifas, even if they're below the age of understanding, except, of course, if it's a situation b'kuach nefashos or something like that, they're starving. But in general, we're very, very machmir not to allow treifas to come into a person's body. Finally, the Ramah says over here, chosul, a cat, dino kishar chaya. Cats have the halachic status of the wild animals that are brought into the house, not like a cow or a horse. The issur l'tofso b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to go and take the animal on Shabbos and capture it on Shabbos. Now, again, we always said you're not allowed to take even a domesticated animal and move it with your hands on Shabbos. That, again, is an issur muktzah. So again, l'tofso over here doesn't mean to actually take it with your hands. It just means to capture it in the house. And he explains in Sivkotin Memalot, the Mishnah Berurah, Rotsalomar, the Ramah is telling us over here, the ein dino kebehema. It doesn't have the status of cat, which we think in our terms today, we'll see it's different. When we think of a cat, we think of something that's like a cow or a horse, in that it is a totally domesticated house animal. In those days, it was different. And he tells us, the ein dino kebehema, it doesn't have the status of a cow or a horse. El kechayav ov, has more of the status of a wilder animal, a chaya, or a bird, an ov, as opposed to a domesticated cow or horse. The Yeshba called prote dini isur tzidu kemobahem, and therefore it halachically would have the status of those animals and not and a cow or horse, which don't have a din of trapping with them when they're truly domesticated. Many mefarshim, however, bring down that nowadays, house cats are really considered fully domesticated animals, and there is no din of trapping them. And the same thing would apply to dogs as well. They would be halachically like the Ramah's Pora Vesus, and not like the Chaya and Oaf. And you can see this in Deir Shuf footnote number 102, where it brings down, according to the Ramah, it's Mashma Shechatul Hagodoba Bayis. If you have a house cat, in those times, also l'tzodim midrabbanan. They would have all the dinim of a chay of a oaf, which you're not allowed to go and capture them midrabbanan if they're not captured. V'chei mevor b'aruch ha'shulchan, and the aruch ha'shulchan says the same thing, and this is also found in the Ben Ish Chai, where he writes, if it's prevalent to have cats in your house, asur liskor es hadelis hacheder shenimtza bo hachatul. You're not allowed to go and close the door on the cat because now the cat will be trapped. That's an issur d'rabbanan. However, he says to go and bring the cat in by, let's say, whistling at it, lishrok hachatul befiv, to go whistle at the cat, kedish yichonis labayis b'bnei hergelo, because it will come in through its normal custom, so that the Aruch HaShulchan already writes is permitted. And he says nowadays, from an Renis and Karlitz Shlita, where the cats nowadays grow up in people's houses, they're truly domesticated, so he says, dinan kibahema, they have the halachic status of a horse or a cow, the ein behem isat sida, there is no din of trapping them at all, and the same thing would apply, legabe klovim hagdelim b'bati anoshim, for dogs as well. With this we conclude Simon Shin Tez Zayin and today's shir.